Good evening. It's Friday, February 24th. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Plady. On today's program, before Mitt Romney, it was his father, George Romney, who was running for the presidency, and he himself almost won the Republican nomination in 1968 until a fateful interview on a local Detroit program. We'll revisit that moment. And a new book from an MSU professor gives some new perspective on how U.S. presidents have handled issues facing Black America. We'll talk about that as Black History Month comes to an end. But first, Michigan is one of seven states now involved in a lawsuit filed yesterday against the upcoming federal health care law requiring religious organizations to offer health insurance coverage that includes free contraception. This follows what appeared to be a compromise to resolve the issue earlier this month. To talk about why this suit is moving forward, I'm joined by Paul Long. He's the president and CEO of the Michigan Catholic Conference, which is the public policy voice for the Catholic Church in the state. Paul, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Now, President Obama earlier this month announced that religious organizations can defer to the insurance company to provide contraception coverage for their female employees. Does the Catholic Church not view this as a workable solution?
Well, it does not. What the president announced on February 10th was really no change from the policy that was articulated by the Department of Health and Human Services on January 20th or back last August. All he did was change some of the semantics of how the policy would be dealt with. There was no real substantive change to the policy at all, and it will mandate that religious employers pay for services that they otherwise morally object to.
There is a difference, though, between the employer paying for this coverage and the insurance company paying for it, is there not?
No, not really, because who pays the insurance company? The insurance company just is not going to pay for these services out of their own profits, out of their own goodwill. It'll come back upon the employer and those who pay for the premiums, that do premium sharing with the employer. It'll come back upon them to pay for these services. And here's another thing that was missed both by the Obama administration and by most of the media. More than 70% of faith-based organizations self-insure their health plans. And so in that case, who pays for it? Who is the insurance company in that case? It winds up being the faith-based organization.
So where does that leave female employees of religious organizations? Would they basically have to pay for their own contraception costs without any coverage?
Well, just as they have up until this time. Whether the employees of the Catholic Church or other organizations that find it objectionable or just don't believe that, don't think it ought to be paid for, female employees have had the opportunity to pay for it in any number of ways, with the Department of Community Health, through various other organizations, and the basic cost out of pocket cost is about $600 per year, just as they pay for other services that may or may not be included in their health benefits plan.
Now, could you outline the underlying reason why the Catholic bishops oppose the general use of contraception?
Well, it's been a stipulated teaching of the church for centuries. The notion that contraception is an issue which precludes the ability for the creation of life. And the church's teaching is that nothing should ever be done to artificially restrict the opportunity for life to be created.
When it comes to the number of, or reducing the number of abortions that occur in the U.S. every year, many argue that contraception is one of the most effective ways to do just that. Do you agree with the premise of that viewpoint, that contraception would actually reduce the number of abortions in the U.S.?
Well, I take issue with the notion insofar as the Guttmacher Institute, which is an arm of Planned Parenthood, did a study, and it asked women that were having abortions, did they use contraception? And more than 60% of those surveyed said that they used contraception in the month in which they became pregnant. Now, if it is something that can be, if it is used to reduce pregnancies, then their own statistics of the largest abortion provider and the largest provider of contraception in the world, their own statistics show that that's not the case.
I'm talking to Paul Long. He's the president and CEO of the Michigan Catholic Conference. That is the public policy voice for the Catholic Church in the state. I do have to ask you, because I had the president of the group called Catholics for Choice on the program the day President Obama announced the change in the Affordable Care Act earlier this month. Now, that interview did elicit some rather negative responses from some listeners, one saying that the group is in no way representative of the views of Catholics. How do you view pro-choice Catholics?
Well, the organization which you have, which you referenced, is an organization which uses the word Catholic in its name, but is a no uncertain, is not a Catholic organization. It doesn't represent the views of the church. It doesn't. It has nothing to do with the church. They're just out there using a name with which to try to drive publicity and try to drive a certain political point of view.
I see. A pro-choice position is not one that, if someone holds that position and they go to a Catholic church, you're saying that they're not basically Catholic?
Well, no, I'm talking about specifically about that organization you referenced. The issues of this kind, Michael, that you raised in this case are issues that are really of pastoral nature, and they're not issues that the Michigan Catholic Conference speaks to.
One last question on this issue. The head of this group said that statistically 98% of sexually active Catholic women use a method of birth control or contraception banned by U.S. bishops. It's basically the same as the general population. Do you agree that that number is at least fairly accurate?
I think there are many in throughout the country, many in the media that have, some in the media that have questioned the validity of those statistics. They keep throwing out this number, and they've used numbers anywhere from 92% to 99%, and they never cite the source of the information. They never cite the organization that did the survey. They never cite whether the women that they've interviewed are people who attend Mass on a regular basis or never attend Mass, who people are merely Catholic in name only. It's really the source behind the numbers is really a question, and I think that all of your listeners should know. And really, when we're throwing almost universal numbers of that nature, I think it really draws skepticism.
I hope you don't mind me going a little bit away, a little bit off topic, but I do want to just get your general view on just the reality on the planet. We have clearly a massive overpopulation issue. I mean, at some point, maybe not even in the U.S., but globally, I mean, is there a point when contraception needs to be addressed in maybe a global way, or do you think it ultimately is not part of the answer at all?
Well, I think that, I don't think it's part of the answer at all. And I think if we look at countries, there are countries in this world that mandate contraception. There are countries in this world that mandate abortion. There are countries which, look at China with its one-child policy, and yet it's not the answer. None of those are the answers. And what we need as a society is to understand the value and the dignity of human life and to move forward from there.
If you don't mind, then, in terms of the solution, what would that be? Is it really just abstinence?
The solution to...
To unwanted pregnancy.
Well, I think that, the notion that we have to look at, there are a variety of ways that we can address these issues, none of which are a mandate upon the church to provide a service which is against the faith and moral traditions of the Catholic Church and many other organizations as well.
Finally, when it comes to the federal health care law, then is the goal in terms of the Catholic Church, you want to see a law that provides health care coverage to women, but just simply avoids any part of the reproductive portion of it?
That is correct. I mean, we have to be very clear here, Michael. There isn't an organization in this country that supported universal health care for everyone, for every single individual who lives in this country, longer than the Catholic Church, dating back to 1905 and the presidency of Theodore Roosevelt, when the Catholic bishops and President Roosevelt worked together to try to pass universal health care coverage. So the Church has been. And will always be a very strong believer in the provision of basic healthcare services for all. But there's a difference between healthcare services and services which undermine and demean and devalue and destroy human life.
Paul Long, President and CEO of the Michigan Catholic Conference. Paul, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure, Michael. Thanks very much.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.